one of the nice things about Pesach is that we jump immediately into the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. And the whole mahus of Sfiras HaOmer, as we're going to see, the mitzvah Hashem, is a counting down or a counting up towards the real shebang. The real yontav, which the Ari says, the climax of the entire year, the peak in which we reach, which is higher than any other yontav moment throughout the entire year, is Shavuos. I want to be a little bit more specific. So we know that there are various spheros and partsufim. So on Shabbos Kodesh, we journey from Friday night out of the Meichin of Bina to Shabbos Day, to the Meichin of Chachma, and we come to Minchan Shabbos. We come to the Meichin of Keser, to the sphere which is called Arech Anpin, but the lower part of Arech Anpin. There's only one time in the year that this Zerampin, that these Meichin, these great Meichin of the Arech Anpin, of the Keser, from the highest place that we're Zeichet to, and that's on Shavuos night. Shavuos morning, Shavuos night, that we enjoy the fruits of our labor, which began with Pesach, and the counting day-to-day of Sfira, to come to that Hasaga, to that great moment of Kabbalah Satar by Shavuos. So although Pesach has ended, and Baruch Hashem, everybody had a nice Yantif, and we're grateful to Hashem Yisbarach that it wasn't like Pesach last year, we were all confined in a very big tzimtzum, but there was ravchus, and everybody has a nice tan, and a lot of nice ruchnias to go along with it. So, Hashem Yisbarach should be mashpian us. Morach hasad and mamor rachman. Every single day is Yitzir from Mitzrayim. You know, the Zohar says that it says in the Torah 50 times, mentions Yitzir Mitzrayim. Every day the Sfarim say, is anach Yitzir, and that's accomplished through the sphere of every day. The sphere is another action, another pu'ula, which brings us closer to Kabbalah Satara, which is the actual final Yitzir from Mitzrayim, as it says, Anoy Cheshem Elokecha, Asher Hetzei Sichel, Meretz Mitzrayim. This is the moment of Yitzir Mitzrayim. So the ball is still in motion, the avodah is still the same. It's the avodah of Yitzir from Mitzrayim. As we're going to see in Mitzvah Hashem in a little bit more detail, that counting sphere is not just counting numbers. That was good for us when we were in elementary school. Not even going to say high school. Elementary school, we're taught that Sfiras HaOmer means to count. Count days. But of course, it's much deeper than that. And as I mentioned many times, when you look in the Siddur, even in our school Siddur, you don't need to be a Kabbalist to understand it. Except when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, you know, you better know what you're talking about when you say, Hayom, you know, Chesed Shebegvura, and Netzach Shabbateferis. Everybody's expected to know the spheres, right, Dani? We've been learning about spheres for a few years now, right? This year's a better sphere so Omer for you, right?
Sure.
You know what you're talking about a little bit, what it means, Tikkun Hamidos.
There's a lot of ways to go, though.
Huh? Yeah.
There's a lot of ways to go.
There's always ways to go. We're all still at the beginning, understanding what this means, spheres. So let's begin. B'zal Sheni Shal Pesach, this is the last Hakdama, the last parak in Sipsi Chayin. The latest version on Pesach. The Leil Sheni Shal Pesach, Maschil, in this first Sfiras HaOmer, we begin to count Sfira on the second night of Pesach. As it says, Usfartam Lachem Merachas HaShabbos, to begin counting after Shabbos, which Chazal learned in the Gemara means the night of Pesach, which is called Shabbos. B'yom HaViyoyichem Es HaOmer Sheva, Shabbosos, Tmimas, Tiena Am, Merachas HaShabbos, Tzitvich HaMishim Yoyim. Again, a journey from Pesach until Shavuos. And the question, which in Sifkat and Aleph, which he addresses, which is a very obvious question, is why does Sfira begin on the second night of Pesach? It should really begin on the first night. So there are various answers which are given. He quotes the answer of the Sefer Chinuch, the very well-known Sefer Chinuch, which says that we don't want to be ma'arbev mitzvos, that since we're being osik in Yitzias Mitzrayim, in the Sefer Yitzias Mitzrayim, on the night of Pesach, so we don't want to mesh that together with the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Each one should have its gvul. After all, that's what Sfira is, right? Sfira means giving each item its own gvul. Each day has a gvul. Each midah has a gvul. So give Tzias Yisrael its own gvul. Sipur Tzias Yisrael is on the first night, and then count Sfira on the subsequent nights. That's the answer of the Sefer HaChinuch. The Racham HaKadosh, he brings, gives the following answer, that you can't count until you're a free man. And the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're Maschal B'Gnus, and Masayim B'Shvach. But there's an aspect of Maschal B'Gnus, that it's the night that we leave Mitzrayim. But since there is this moment where we're in Mitzrayim, you can't count if you're still under the Shevut of Mitzrayim. To be able to count means that you're a free man. You're looking forward towards Shavuos, which is the real Chayrus. Ein L'cha Ben Chayrin El Misho Yisik B'Tayra. So that's the answer of the Chacham HaKadosh. I would just add another answer, and to say that we don't count the 50th day, although the Torah says, Tisperu Chamim Shimyom, the Gemara learns that you don't count the 50th day. So you're counting 49 days, but the 50th day not. And this is the reason why we don't count the first day either. The emes, you could say that the first day of the Omer is the night of Pesach, the Hain of the Leil HaSeder, and that's like zero. But you can't count zero. It's just like you can't count 50, because 50 is a number which is higher than counting. You can't count zero either, because it's also higher than counting. So what you have here is, in the middle, you have the Pratim. You count 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way to 49. On the 50th, which is the last leg, you don't count. Just like you don't count the beginning. This is what Chazal say, Klal, Pratu, Klal. That's one of the Yidgim Amid, the Shatran Adreshes, Bahen. And because since the Avoda of Sphira is to be Doiresh HaSatayra, or Nidreshes, Bahen, so we look towards the Midas Shatayin Adreshes Behen, Dehainu, Klal Pradu Klal. I'm not going to throw in the other ones here too. Of course, they're all relevant because they're all Yidgim Midas Shatayin Adreshes Behen. But in terms of this binyan, so Klal is the first night. We can't count it because it's a Klal. We can't count the Klal. We can count Pratim. And again, at the end, it's also a Klal. It's a Klal Gadol. And therefore, it's higher than counting as well. Okay? Let's continue. V'tam ha-mitzvah hi. So what's that? Inyan of this mitzvah sphere so imer. V'shatach this Yetzias Mitzrayim ha-isa k'dei shikav l'Yisrael sa-tayra. Yetzias Mitzrayim has a purpose. And that's Kabbalah sa-tayra. And although we say, ilu ho-tzianam mitzrayim, v'lein asim lanu sa-tayra, dayenu, so all the Mefarshim ask, like, you know, every Haggadah has this question. Actually, the question which they have the most is, Ilu kivon l'fni ha-sinai v'lenas l'lenas ha-tayr. That's the major question. What to'elis is there to come to ha-sinai if you don't get the tayr? There's probably an ain sof answer to that question.
There's no answer.
Huh? Josh, you've been around a long time. That's right. There's no answer. That means if there's a lot of answers, it means there's no end to the answer. It's not really the answer. So, but if it would be okay to leave Mitzrayim, even though we didn't get the Torah, Dayenu, so we have to reshape the understanding of what it means, Dayenu. Dayenu doesn't mean it would have been okay, right? If we crossed the sea, opened the sea and not crossed it, it wouldn't have been okay, because then we would have died. So Dayenu means that would have been enough schosim. We only had enough points to be able to do this. And Dayenu, nothing. I mean, we didn't have any schosim on our own merits to accomplish any of these things. So therefore, Dayenu means it would have been enough for us, meaning that we would have said, die, that we wouldn't have enough even to have to pay for that, had Hashem said, you know, pay up. So Yetzias Mitzrayim by itself is chatzi. It's not enough. And that's why immediately within the days of Pesach, we roll right into Sefirah Sa'im to bring us to Har Sinai, as if to say, like, that's not called Yetzias from Mitzrayim. Just because you left the country Mitzrayim and you left servitude, that's not called Cheiros. That's why Chazal say, Ein l'cha ben chayin mishu betar. There is no such thing as a Ben Chayrin unless it's somebody who learns Torah. It's not like there's the Chayrus of Torah and there's a Chayrus of something else, in which case we could have settled for option two as opposed to getting the Torah. There's no other choice. If you want to be a Ben Chayrin, the only way is through Torah mitzvahs. That's it. So let's continue. So since the Tachis of Yetzias Mitzrayim by itself is not sufficient, it needs a Kabbalah Satayra. Aval adayin l'hayisam mituhar mitamas klipas Mitzrayim. But because being in Mitzrayim wasn't just servitude, in Pimis Satayra, the real Shibud of Mitzrayim is the Tumah of Mitzrayim. That's why you find when it comes to Tumah Shratzim in the Torah, Hashem connects the Tumah of Shratzim to Yetzias Mitzrayim. It says, Ani Hashem Elokeich Masher Tzitz B'Yetzias Mitzrayim, to stay away from this stuff. That's what Yetzias Mitzrayim is about. You're connecting it to Tumah Shratzim. The Teretz is a very oymik dika inyan. So again, in elementary school, we learned that Yetzias Mitzrayim is about from Shiva Legula. Right? But it's much more than that. It's Me'afelu Le'argadol. It's from Avelus to Yom Tif. It's much more than just Shiva Legula. The Iker is from Tuma to Tahara and from Tahara to Kedusha. It's completely contrary to the essential character, neshama, being of a Jew, to be in a matzav of Tuma. That's really what Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about. Especially Tumas Shratzim, which is an avatama. Very deep Tumah. So Yetzias Mitzrayim is about leaving Tumah to becoming Tar. That's the Aleph base. That's why the very first simanim on the night of the Seder are Kadesh Urchatz. Urchatz means to go in a mikvah. That's Tahara. Rachitas Hayadayim, Tahara Sayadayim. And Kadesh is Kedusha. So we begin the night of the Seder with Kadesh Urchatz. Not talking about Avanim Hayinu L'Parba Mitzrayim. Not about the servitude of Mitzrayim. We begin first, if you want to start to talk about Avanim Hayinu L'Parba Mitzrayim, you first need to enter into the world of Yetziah from Mitzrayim, which begins with Kadesh Urchatz. Now, of course, the Mefarshim ask, it should be the opposite. You should begin with Urchatz, which is Tahara, and then Kadesh, because Kedusha is a higher level than Tahara. Tahara means being metai yourself from Tama. It's kind of a power zone. And then from there, you upgrade and you come to the world of Kedusha. So, of course, the Mekubalim and the Tzaddikim, they all explain that it was necessary to bring down an Or of Kedusha in order to break us from the Tumah of Mitzrayim. The normal Seder of Tahara from the Tumah wouldn't work because we had fallen into the 50th gate of Tumah, and that needs like explosives. If a person is in a jail and it's a very high security type of a prison, so it was not going to work just, you know, with the keys. You're going to have to explode it and break it open. That's what Hashem Yisbach needed to do. He brought down a huge blast of Kedusha, created a huge explosion, and that allowed Lepanai Yisrael to come out. So that was Kadesh and Urchatz.
What's first by a year?
What?
What's first by a year? Mila or?
First Mila, then. We pass in Mila, then Mikvah.
So in a way, that's also like, you know, it's the Kedusha aspect first before Tahara.
You could say that. You could say that that's called Kedusha and then Tahara. Yeah? Assuming that Bris Mila is called Kedusha, which you could say that. Yeah. You know, the Chassam Sefer has a Vart. You know, the Mefarshim are wondering, Mishraim and Achronim, why there's no bracha for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Chor, there should be a bracha. There's many answers given to that question. So the Chassam Sefer says a groundbreaking chiddush that really there is a bracha for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's the bracha which we say Asher Galanu, regardless of which we say at the end. So why are we saying it at the end? Say it in the beginning. He says you can't say it in the beginning because just like a ger, when he goes to the mikvah, he doesn't make the bracha before he goes into the mikvah. He can't make a bracha before he goes in. Not a Jew can't make a bracha. So only when he goes into the mikvah, then he comes out, does he make a bracha on the tefillah. So to here, he says the whole process of Kadesh Urchatz Magid is one of Yetzias from Mitzrayim, which is like a geirus. So we couldn't make the bracha in the beginning of the Seder. Only after completing the Magid are we able to make the bracha. That's what he says. Beautiful chiddush, very deep. So, Yesh Ladum Mizeh. This Pesfira Saimeh. Hashem gave us the midst of Sfira. Kedei Sheitaru Nafshas Yisrael Muzahamasan. Kedim Yon Sfira. In order to receive Torah, which is Kedusha, which is Tyre, which requires Tyre and Kedusha, like Hashem says to B'nai Yisrael, v'kidashtem hayem u'machar, that the prerequisite to receiving the Torah is Kedusha. So therefore, the process of Sfiras HaEmor is one of v'tahareinu v'kacheinu b'kedushchasa ha'alyona. Like we say every single day when we count Sfira, we define Sfira as a process of L'Tahareinu V'L'Kadshenu. And as Moshe Wolfson points out beautifully in the Sefer Emunah Sitacha, that's not coincidental that the parashas which we read at this time during Sfiras HaEmor, Dahainu Shmini, Tazriya Metzaira, Acharim Eskedoshim, Emor, these are all parashas which deal with the halachas of Tumah V'Tahara. I mean, if you take a look at the Rambam in his Sefer HaKedusha, where it talks about Kedusha and Tahara, all the halachas come from Sefer Vayikra. These are the halachas of Tahara and Kedusha. What does this have to do with Sefiras Ha'omer? Of course, the Zman and the Parshias, they relate to each other. They touch each other. So he explained that Sefiras Ha'omer is the Zman of the Tavinu Lekatshenu. And the Parshias which deal with these halachas are shedding light on the whole process, the mitzvah of Sefiras Ha'omer. It's an important yisod to know, and it's very, unfortunately, rachok from many very sincere B'nai Torah who are searching for the Derech HaTayiv B'Hayasha when it comes to Avodas Hashem. We don't recognize the nechitzos, the importance of Tahara and Kedusha, the role which it plays in Avodas Hashem, in Kinyan HaTayiv, in Kabbalah HaTayiv. The Kiddashtem Hayim HaMachar, the Torah requires Tahara, Torah requires Kedusha, in order to be Mekabel Torah. If a person wants to get a job as a lawyer or a doctor, so he has to go through schooling, and then he gets a certificate, and then he's able to practice. Right? He needs the credentials. So the credentials for godless and Torah, the certificate is Tahara and Kedusha. Rabban from Shischa explains the Gemara. The Gemara says that this world is like a chasana. The Sarah is like a chasana. And woe to a person that he comes to the chasana and he dances and he's misameach and the food is there and the chuppah is there and everybody flies in. And the only thing which isn't there is the ring. Can't say Riyad Mekudeshesli. It's only the ring. But if there's no ring, there's no chasana. Rabbanim explains that this whole world is like a chasana. Behind that the whole avodah in this world, the Gan Salamin, is about Kedusha. Kedoshim Tihu. So if a person, he's standing under the chuppah and he's waiting and there's no ring, he can't say Hariyah Mekudeshesli. There's no Kedusha, there's no Kedushin, so there's no chasana. So it explains that a person will have a very fine life in this world, but if it's chasar in what it means, Kedusha, Kedushin is avodas Hashem, so even if he's a ben Torah, he says, if he's lacking Kedusha, so then he says that he was in the chasana, but there was no Kedusha. Very sharp, obviously. But this is what the message of Sefiras Ha'omer is bringing out, the shidduch between Tahara and Kedusha and the inyan of Kabbalah Satar. And since Hashem wanted us to appreciate the chashivus of Torah mitzvahs, that it shouldn't be an all chas v'shalom, a burden for us, something that we shouldn't look forward to, on the night of Pesach, He gave us a taste, a taimei chaim zachu, l'manitamu minoifes tuf ori yisbarach, v'yachvetzu lasas ha'chana ha'nidreshes l'klimuchan l'kabal ha'tayr. That we should want to receive the Torah, and that kisufin, that gaguin, the cheshek to receive the Torah, is the keli to receive Torah. Let's just explain this for a moment. Help us understand a little bit what it means, the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. When Hashem took B'nai Yisrael to Mitzrayim, we say in the Haggadah, Ani hu, ani v'lay malach, ani v'lay saraf, ani v'lay shliach, ani hu v'lay achar. What's the significance of Hashem Yisbarach coming down into Mitzrayim to take us out and not allowing a malach and a saraf? So the Sfarim HaKadoshim explained that Alpipashtis, it wasn't possible for any malach to take us out. The tumah of Mitzrayim was so thick, like we spoke about, so it required Kivyochal, the Ribono Shel Olam himself, to come down and to break these shackles of tumah to let B'nai Yisrael free. However, another reason why it was necessary was if Hashem Yisrael came down into Mitzrayim, it meant something to B'nai Yisrael. Although they weren't allowed to leave their homes and to see the Shekhinah HaKadosh, they weren't yet on the level to do so until they came to Yam Suf, where even Shivcha Ras Al Hayam, they saw the Shekhinah HaKadosh. But the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, At Eirom Ve'eriya Yuhanos Chosem, so they weren't able to see. However, they were able to be margish the presence of Hashem Yisbarach, and there is nothing which is more sweet and delicious and precious than the time of the Shekhinah HaKadosh in a person's life. And they were able, behind closed doors, so to speak, able to taste that sweetness, that deliciousness of Hashem Yisbarach. And that's the reason why they followed HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of Mitzrayim with such a simcha, with such an emunah, Because, not just because Hashem performed makas for them, the Hainu on the Mitzvah, but because they were able to taste the ne'imus and the sweetness of Hashem Yitzbach, the Hainu Hashem's love for them, which was much, much higher than the Madrega that they were on. And that gave them the shtalts, the chayzik, to follow Hashem Yitzbach out of Mitzrayim, to follow his lead.
Pesach 2020.
Huh?
Pesach 2020.
What does that? What do you mean?
That's right.
So Hashem was makna them the mid of emuna then, and that's how when it came to Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Hainu Kriyas Yamsof, a mere 7 days later, the Torah says Vayaminu BaHashem of Moshe Avdai, that this emuna, where did they get this emuna from? Hashem gave it to them. It's like if you have a friend that he bails you out, you have a big chayv, and then he comes and he bails you out, and he doesn't want anything in return, right? But he puts up 6 figures, 7 figures, 8 figures, whatever it is, to bail you out. And you're going to trust that person, because he put everything on the line for you. It was Moshe Nefesh for you. So Hashem Yisbarach went so far for Bnei Yisrael. Hashem Yisbarach did everything for us, and they tasted the sweetness, not just that they were makir the taiva, but there was a chiba, they felt the love of the Shechina Kedosha for them. Of course they're going to follow. It was at that moment that they were kohen of the midah of emunah. So therefore, 7 days later, where did that come from? It came from the night of Pesach. That's why matzah on the night of Pesach, the Zohar calls michla de memusa. It's the food of emunah. Hashem gives us that matzah. He gives us the midah of emunah. And it's with that emunah that we follow Hashem out of Mitzrayim. And we're zeichet to zekeli meveyu to see the Shechina Kedosha, because at that point already he had given us emunah. But we follow him b'emunah. So that moment of Yitzias Mitzrayim, where Hashem Yisborach was Megala himself to us, he gave us a taste of who he is what allows the Sfiras Omer to take place. What is Sfiras Omer? Every day Sfiras Omer is, I will follow you, I trust you, I am Maimin in you, that you're going to bring me to this place which you know, what you've told me is good for me. Now, I don't know how good Torah is. Many people don't think Torah is as good as it is. They see 613 commandments and oaths and things which you need to do, you have to do, when Torah is not about that at all. It's not what Torah is about. Hashem said, Tavdu Mesel Lachim Aharazah, you're going to serve Hashem. Bnei Yisrael, we're really looking forward to having being slaves to power, now having to be slaves to Hashem Yisrach, a new boss. Torah says, yeah, because they tasted the sweetness of that Avodas Hashem on the night of Pesach. And so they ventured into the Midbar, following Kadosh Baruch Hu, because they believed that it would be sweet, because he gave them a taste of that sweetness in the night of Pesach. And that's really one of the very big yisodos when it comes to the night of Pesach, as the Shoyrish of Sfiras Sa'imer. Everybody knows how sweet it is the night of the Seder, right? The deliciousness of Kadesh, Urchat, Karpas, Yachatz, Magid, every simon is sweet, one sweeter than the next. Especially the Tzafon. The Tzadikim, they taste in the Tzafon, you know, and Achila, which is Me'ina Lamaba. Today was the Yartza of the Devei Chaim. So, Devei Chaim said that he saw by his Rebbeim, the Rav Shitzur and others, that when they would eat the Afikomen, they would see the Shuman of the Korban Pesach dripping from their mouths. That Eli Navi would bring to Tzadikim Korban Pesach on the night of the Seder, and although it looks like they're eating Tzafon, which is Matzah, they're really eating. Really eating it all, eating the Korban Pesach. Tzadikim still eat Korban Pesach today. And the son of the Devei Chaim said, I saw in my tati that he also had the Shimon dripping from his mouth. In his humility, he said it about his rabbis, but Devei Chaim was Devei Chaim. And Yotze was today, Chafei Nisa. Zchus Yogan Alino Ako Yisrael. Nisach Moshe, another tzadik in the Chetzah from Lublin. Stories of, you know, there ain't so of the stories of the tzadikim. The mesikas, the ne'imas of that it means to eat the korban Pesach, the afikomen, ain machter nach Pesach afikomen. It's not that you can't eat after the afikomen. Who can eat after the afikomen? Can't eat after the afikomen. The Chacham wants to know, what is this all about? The Eidus Chukim Mishpatim. What do we answer him? It's all about the afikomen. What's that? It is about the afikomen. If you knew what it means, the afikomen, Tzafon, you hide it. You have to hide it from the chitzonim that you shouldn't steal it. Everybody wants the afikomen. Okay, it's not Pesach. Fetekev kasha kvar tamu mesikas hatam. So once they had that appetizer, nita lo armehem, Hashem took away the or. V'nitztavu lasos mi'atzma avodas hazichach v'atayr la'at, build from day to day kelim of tar. V'chtiv la'agiv v'chag ha'shavuos, to prepare ourselves for this darga, which we were zeichet to on Pesach, which was a gift, which really didn't belong to us on our own. V'chol shana v'chol adam. Nimsa she'or ha'gadol she'ibre yishitzes v'sayim ha'yisa b'chinis v'usa de'la'ila. It was inspired from above, the night of Pesach, which is a matana she'lo ya'yidei ma'aseinu, which we didn't really earn, which is why in the brackets he says it's called Shabbos, because Shabbos is a matana. U'matana kazu enem iskayemes ke'in la'kesher b'chibre ma'adam v'yosa l'malim yasag ha'seinu v'dargasa. Because it's higher than us, we don't have the kelim to sustain it. V'lachin v'stalkin b'yem she'achar v'l'inishalana mehem rakreshin. The Sfarim HaKadoshim say that all the Mayich and all the Shefer, the Bracha, comes out on the night of Pesach, which we're going to have during these weeks of Sfir, which we aspire to day by day. It all comes down at once, a rush on the night of Pesach, but then as soon as Pesach is over, everything goes away. But there is a Roshim which is left over. And if you take a look at Sifkat and Zayin here, Vinei Yisaschar, he says this is like which Chazal tell us, and this is based on the name of the Melech and Parshas Chayisara. Why is it that a child in the womb is taught Kolot HaRakula? Why is that necessary if it's taken away from him? The Melech comes, taps him on the lip, disappears. Why is that necessary? Teretz says it leaves a roshim, it leaves an imprint, like we spoke about in Sifzei Chinshur. There's a rishim with the Kedusha, and a person's whole life is to achieve that Torah which was taught to him by the Melech. It's not a different Torah. It is that Torah. That's a person's chelik in Torah. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. That when Chazal tell us in that Gemara that the Malach comes and teaches every child Kol HaTorah Kula, it's not Kol HaTorah Kula. It means your Kol HaTorah Kula, your chelik in Torah. And then it goes away. And the only reason why we're able to achieve Torah in this world, to learn Torah, to be koin a Torah, is because it was once taught to us in the womb, and therefore it's a Yagatu Matzasa. We're a Miyagei in Torah. We toil in Torah, and the Torah is called a Metziah. Why is it called a Metziah? It has to be that it was an Aveda, because it's only a Metziah, it's an Aveda. When did Torah become an Aveda? It became an Aveda when we lost it in the womb. Every single person has that Chelek in Torah, and that's what we're here to acquire. But al kapanim, let's continue. Achen kasha yavor sheva shavas etzmimus etayal hashavim midas achis nashay. When these 7 weeks go by and a person is matar himself and mezachik himself, then he's zeichin yom hachamishim to that darga which he had on Leil Pesach, actually even higher than that, because when you work on it, you make a kinyan, you zeichin to even more. Aval achshav kva yisharo ito lenetzach b'kinyan oylam, and therefore it doesn't go away. Kevin sheboi devoidasa b'sarusa de latata, like the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, the Lashon of the Zohar, is called in a sarusa de latata. It was an awakening from below, we put in our effort, and therefore it's not a kinyan which comes and goes, something which stays with us, and we're able to build on that from day to day, year to year. Okay, maybe we'll leave some room for the kind of blowing through this piece. Let's just do one last nekuda. V'ze gamkin hatam she'mevarchem b'cha shachyan. And this is the reason why we don't make the bracha of Shachyanu. Another question: the Rishonim ask, why is it now Shachyanu by Sfiras Aimer? Kena Sfir Tachlas HaMitzvah, because that's not the finale. It's not the purpose. Rakachana v'hishtokus lagil chag haShavuos. Sfir itself is a bridge. It's a means to come to Shavuos. It's not a tachlis b'fnei atzmo. It's going to make a shechianu on something which is a tachlis. But this is not a tachlis. This is a means to an end. It's a hachana and a hishtokukos to get to Shavuos, which is Yom HaChamishim. Kashagiyashama, then we make a bracha of shechianu. So the bracha which we'll make by Shavuos, when we say shechianu on the yantif, is going to be chal l'sfiras ha'omer as well. Or like the Sfarim say the other way, that the shechianu which we make on the night of Pesach is really a Shachina which is Chal also on Sfiras HaOmer. Like we said before, that Sfir really begins on the night of Pesach as well. So either the Shachina is from Shavuos or it's from Pesach, it's in the beginning, it's in the end, but it has to be at a certain destination. point of destination. And like we said before, you see, now what we'll do in Mirtz Hashem is, I think we'll hold it here, and I think perhaps what may be appropriate for the next few weeks leading up to Shavuos is we're already in the sphere of Gvura, so we missed the first week, but perhaps it's kedai for each week to talk about the sphere of each week. Talk about what it means next week in Mirtz Hashem Tiferes, and then Netzach, and Hod, and Yesod. You know, so each week we should know, you know, what it is that we're talking about in the Siddur. That way, the sphere of the weeks become not just counting numbers, it becomes Tikkun Hamidos. I remember, you know, I have a friend, Ophir Haimov, moved to Eretz Yisrael. There was a tkufa where we were learning together during Yimei HaSfira. There's a sefer which is written by the author of Masach Midvash, Rav Daniel Frisch, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, which he has on Yimei HaSfira. And I'm forgetting what it's called. Maybe it's called Tmimus Tihena? No, that doesn't seem right. I forget what it's called. But anyways, what he does in that sefer, amongst the things which he does, is that he goes through each and every day the sfira of that day, and then he explains what the avoda is for that day, like what that translates into, like an avoda sederach Hashem. And anyway, he told me that year which we learned that sefer together, we did every day, we did the midah, it was like the best sfira which he ever had. Never heard anybody say like the best sfira I ever had, like the best Pesach I ever had, the best Rosh Hashanah I ever had, like the best sfira I ever had. Like,
How's the shuas?
No, he didn't tell me, but I'm sure if the sphere was that good, I'm sure Shavuos was even better. To make a good sphere, so Emer. You go by the tzaddikim and see how they count sphere, so Emer. You know, many places, you know, sphere is just count the bracha, see the sphere on Alein Shabbat, right? By the tzaddikim, it's a very big avoid. The Shem Yichud is called Ram, and it's very, the whole thing could take 10 minutes. The bracha is b'mesinos, and it's exciting and a big rash, and how they say like the Ribbono Shel Olam afterwards, from the mamish, the sweetest words in the world. Take a look at the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you never stop to take a look at it, that's the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Tavenu, the Kachenu, Shush B'Shefa Rav, Bechal Kol Olamis. Mamish, every single word is you can hang on to and hold on to. It's so sweet. So, Sfira is an avoda. I personally feel that. Doing the avoda day by day is a little bit much for us, because especially in the sefer he'll say, like, you know, every sefer corresponds to a body part. So if it's chesed, so today try to do a lot of mitzvahs with your right hand. If it's chesed shebegvura, you know, use your right left hand to help your right hand. Like, I think it's a little much, unless a person is a merkava l'shechina. Like, I don't think he can be mechaven, you know, doing chesed now with my right hand. You know, certain days are more noted towards machshava, and then he ties it into, you know, that there are 48. Kinyani HaTayra, which I mentioned in the last parak of Avos. So those 48 correspond to the 40 days of the Seerah. So he ties those into, you know, it's, you know, I personally felt like, you know, that it was too tedious. I'm not on the Darga for such a thing. But to know the Seerah Bechlalias, you know, what it means Tiferes, you know, and how that translates into certain Midas, or how Netzach translates into a Midah, you know, to give us a more of a broader Havoda, I think that's something which hopefully we could aspire towards, and to make a more, see if we can have a more meaningful sphere in Mirtz Hashem, the right kelim for Kabbalah Satara. Okay, so maybe we'll pick it up from there. Everybody should have a wonderful week, and take a special Mitzvah.